6 on Monday, October 21st. Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Reboot. I have to take that thing off.
We have to switch it before the end of the day. That's my job.
Yeah, we're talking about like something on the microphone that it smells bad. Whatever somebody's using to disinfect it, I think they're actually infecting it. Whatever. Good morning. We're very happy you've decided to start your day here with us on Q105, the Morning Reboot. It's a Monday morning. That means our friend Janet Amid will be here today, and the phones are all fixed. Let's try to hit a record number of phone calls for Janet Amid. Free astrological readings after 8 o'clock this morning. That's when Janet will be by, around 8:05. As we get going with Janet, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Good luck with that in our 7 o'clock hour. This is now 2 weeks in a row, a mystery guest.
Is it someone I know? Because the last time it was like, you look familiar, and then we started talking, and I was like, oh, I do know you.
What do you mean, do you know them?
You said a mystery guest. Like, all the whole weekend, I'm pissed. The weekend trailer said, promo was like, I get a surprise play with a surprise guest. And every time I heard it, I was like, oh, who is it?
Oh, could you impersonate me again?
No. Stop it.
You're God. So good at impersonations and impressions. Do me again. Come on, give me your best Eric Chase.
Let me work on it. I gotta hear you.
I don't care if you make fun of me. Go.
I don't care if you make fun of me. Let's go.
That was good. Yes, you know them.
Oh, okay.
And there's something running involved. So that's after...
You didn't sign me up for something.
No. That's 7:30, 7 o'clock. You date this person, and maybe you don't even know it, but you're with this person because they look like someone. Maybe it's because you have a type, or maybe it's because they look like someone famous. We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour and Monday's Manic Music Mix a little after 6 o'clock. I think we'll have to double check, but I think we're loaded with prizes in the prize book. So, yeah, we've got a lot of prizes. Wait a second.
That's correct.
I know. I never changed it. You want to do a panel full of ladies instead of the date them look because they look like?
Yeah, because then I can do more research.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Sorry about that. I'll have to scratch that out on the show sheet. Good morning, 5:39. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. If you're able to see Floyd right now on... his Facebook page for Facebook Live. He has black hair.
I do, and it's about to be on Q and yours. Although I don't think I'm an administrator yet, but we'll talk about
for
that.
Eric Chase and Q105 is the Morning Reboot, or whatever
yes.
It's called. I think you are. Double check.
I am doing that now.
Do me a favor. Make your life easier. Like, and this correlates to the email that I sent out over the weekend. Download this, the Facebook page app.
I don't have that. Okay.
Download that. It'll make your life a lot easier. And
sweet jumps.
Then you'll know right away if you're an admin for that page.
Deal.
So we'll get to some of my stuff in a little bit. I heard nothing. And I diligently stayed off of social media stuff to see what happened, how people looked. Give me zombie crawl stories.
Okay, so zombie crawl was phenomenal. Where do you want me to start? So we don't have a full attendance records, but via the rumor mill that... I'm trying to think, what time did I get there? I got there on 8. They were at like 10,000 people already. Like I have some pictures that I'll, if you want me to share, like they're me performing, but
yeah,
with the crowd that we had in the Love Wall parking lot was insane. Like I felt there were more people here than Pride. Like knock on wood, there was no drama. It was good. Everyone dressed up. I will say this, there was a lot of Jokers.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of Joaquin Phoenixes. Like, I think if you bought a Joker costume and you're surprised that someone else is dressed like you, you need a dose of reality. There were so many. Food trucks were amazing. Security was good. Like, I think there was no drama that I heard of, and I was there till like 2:30. They shut down the outside bars at 1. Everyone came to their respectful bars. George's was insane. Wesley's was insane. I didn't venture much past TSA, but I saw the crowds down there, and I was like, ooh, do you, boo. Everything was great. Everything went off without a hitch. Toledo showed up and showed out. It was good. Like,
it's got to be now like a top 3 event of the year behind like the Komen race, opening day, and probably Zombie Crawl.
For sure. And people went crazy with their makeup. Like, and that's what I love about Zombie Crawl. Like, I love that people, they do the prosthetics, they do the liquid latex, they look up makeup tutorials and they go all out. Like, it's that one time of the year. And for some people, they, in Elijah, we talked about it too. A lot of people just, they celebrate Halloween because it falls on a weekday. They have kids this year. It falls on a weekday, falls on a Thursday, so they have to take the kids trick-or-treating. In many respects, this is their way to celebrate Halloween because it falls on a Saturday and drink, find a babysitter, go with your booze, and just have a good time. It was, I can't, to the staff and the crew and the board of Village of Adams, kudos to you guys. Like, it was, I felt safe. I think everyone felt safe. They did, coming in was kind of confusing because one side was the entrances. Like, so like on, I'm going to guess, we're on 13th right there at Georgia's. So this side was the entrance. This side was the exit. So a lot of people had to go all the way around. So like it made sense after you got there. Like it was, and it was on the map too. It was, I messed up. It was my fault not looking at it. But it was very organized. Like, security was at each checkpoint. TPD was patrolling. No one got really crazy. I will say this. I am not a fan of drunk straight women, but it's cool. Do you, boo? I am not here to judge you, but let me tell you. I said a lot of cuss words in my head because they just get clumsy. And I'm saying drunk straight women because these were drunk straight women.
That's just what they are.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sitting here bashing the straight community. I'm like, however, I don't know if it's because they got drunk, but they have like invisibility block cloak over them. But I have never been ran, and I'm a big dude. Like, and it was in drag, so you could see me. Trust me. They just kept bumping into me and Elijah and Sam, and like, and they're just, and it was like, no manners. Like, it was just like, and they were like turning around. If you're looking on video, I'm mocking it. Like, it like run into me, and then they would like flip their hair around. Like, and I'm like, bitch, you hit me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been in this stationary position for the past 45 minutes. I have not moved from this pillar because I know if I move from this pillar, I'm gonna lose my gaggle. Okay, but yeah, drunk straight women. Ooh, they are in a class of their own. Ooh, they are.
That event is like, I'm glad it's as big as it is, but there's very little, and I'm glad my friends have stopped asking me to go because of that very reason, and just the sheer amount of people and how, like, it's the antithesis of what I am, but I'm glad people enjoyed it. Did you happen to see Crazy Bob and his escape room trailer?
I believe it was down towards, like, the Manos, Manhattan's attic area, because I don't remember seeing it, because we had the photo booths in our area. Each section had like their own like zombie type thing. I know we had a few photo booths, but he did walk down to George's and he made a speech. We couldn't hear it because we were in the dressing room and we performed outside, and some of the performers, some of the monsters, his ghouls, did the show with us at George's.
Awesome.
And the one girl was like, do you remember me? And I go, no. She goes, I'm the one who kept saying, hey, Deja. And I was like, oh, you follow me with slobber. But no.
You have any idea what his speech was about?
No, but it was about a 5-minute speech. Like, people were cheering and screaming. He was like, hey, we heard, hey, it's Crazy Bob. And then someone was like, is that my boss? I go, I don't know. That's not our DJ. And then we heard the laugh. And I go, oh, that is Crazy Bob. So I didn't get to hear what the speech was about, but he got the crowd riled up.
Good.
So
good. It was good to have them out there.
Yeah.
5:45 with the morning reboot. We're glad you're here with us. It's Monday. That means Janet, Amid, and a mystery guest. That's 7:30 today. It won't be awful. Good morning. It's Q105. 5:51. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We've got your $1,000 payoff national keyword around 8:05 this morning. We'll get to news around 6:30. One of the stories included in news, of course, it's Monday, so Floyd on football.
Yes, it was a bye week.
For the Browns, yes.
Yeah, I learned a new term this weekend. Swing that way.
There was an incident over the weekend at Cedar Point where it was too busy. Did you hear about this?
So, I have some insider information. It wasn't just Cedar Point. Was the whole damn city.
Yeah, you couldn't get near like Sandusky and Cedar Point. People were stuck on the causeway.
Not to jump the head of the gun, but Sam left at the perfect time to get here.
He was going the right way.
It was like, yeah, no, but like he said, the whole city was just a g-darn mess. We'll put it that way.
I guess we'll say the rest for 5:30, but I guess, or 6:30, but I guess it was because of the gold pass and the nice weather. So that's in news. Good morning. It's the morning reboot a little bit after 6 o'clock this morning. Monday's Manic Music Mix. If you can help Floyd identify these songs, we've got prizes to send your way. You can text the show whenever you'd like. Also, our phones are back working, so we're good to go with you. Mm-hmm. Back in usual fashion, the phone number is 419-240-1055.
Yes. I was counting, sorry.
It was option A on Friday when I said to Bethany, there's A, we might not go, or B, we're leaving Les Mis early.
Oh, I should have texted her. Did you not go? It got really good reviews. I'm sure it did. And some people from Broadway actually came, too. Like, it was a talk of it. I think it was like Zombie Crawl, TSA's Les Mis. Shout out to Amelia Lefevre, the director. I went to high school with her.
Bigger than Fiddler on the Roof?
I have never had any desire to see that musical, but some friends with, I just love that theater comes to Toledo. So yeah, it was definitely, people went to Fiddler, but they weren't talking about it. Like, they were talking about Les Mis.
So I called, let's see, I had stuff to do on Friday. I was over at the mall for a meeting, and then...
You saw me.
Yes. I think I need to go, I think Dana is our sales manager here. I think I need to go back to Dana and go, you don't need a makeover. I just wanted you to go see Floyd. Maybe he would have done.
She's so pretty.
Like, she was like, I don't need a makeover. Because she kept questioning me. But I think we're good. But yes, we went to go see you and the soon to be influencer, Erica.
Erica, I love her. She's my guilty pleasure person.
Does she think I'm a little off?
No. We were actually, when you left, she was laughing. Like, she's very like kind hearted, open minded, and it's just fun. Like, she was very me as a teenager. Not a care in the world. Like, she respects everyone, and she just loves life. Like, she just goes with the flow.
And a week ago, you were ripping on working with 18-year-olds.
I wasn't ripping. I was just like, it's weird. But like, now that I'm just like, it took some time to get used. I always say I'm 36 going to 16. We're good, or 13.
And enjoy your time working with her, because if I have my way, it won't be long. Because she's going to be a global influencer. Hashtag ad soon.
she's doing her thing, and kudos to her and all the other girls I work with. Like, as difficult as it was to work with them because they're so much younger, but they're on their grind though. Like, they're in school full time, budgeting stuff, and I'm just like, man, I didn't have that motivation when I was younger. I was just like,
you had it.
No, but they work a lot of out. They work you a lot at the mall, like, especially when you're of 18, like. But they're doing double duty. I'm not going to take their shine from them.
We did it. So I went home from there, and I felt like Les Mis, look, I'm all for trying things, but I think it was a little bit outside of my scope, and at that point I was really hungry.
And I did warn you what it was about.
I don't care about all the dead people, though.
No, not even that. Like, it was, yeah, I didn't tell you, the French Revolution. I think
and I like
one of those revolutions.
I like history, and I've never seen Les Mis. I've been familiar with it for decades now, so I know it's a huge thing. There was just something in my head saying, "Don't do it." And I didn't like bail on the night, so I called Juliana up, and I was like, "How'd you feel about not going?" She's like, "I'm so glad you said something."
Oh no!
So we have this very loose strategic plan to go try new restaurants, or slightly. Like, we lived downtown for the longest time, so we would just go pick a spot downtown and go. Now that I've moved out of downtown, she's got a reason to leave downtown as well. Oh, not like, that she wouldn't before.
And expand her horizons beyond that. Yeah, I get that.
So one of the places on our list was Tandoor, which is the Indian restaurant on Reynolds.
That's exactly where
and
that
it's
is.
Kind of nondescript because, you know, on Reynolds, there's Olive Garden, and there's
Flower Drum is over there. Or look, go
that's
to Lily.
Farther down.
Is it?
No, and that's on Burn.
No, Golden Lily's right there next to Tandoor. It's the old. It looks like an old Arby's.
Oh yeah, you said
Flower. Yeah, sorry, I got my. I got it mixed up.
But that's in like an old Arby's or something. But
yeah,
it. You think of it as like just all chains on Reynolds. So we go in there, and first of all, we went in there at 7, and it was jammed.
Was it?
And to show you that I wasn't in a sour mood. We waited. I was just not for a 3-hour Les Mis evening.
Right.
So we waited, and it was 7 o'clock, and we waited for about 20 minutes. It's a small place if you've never been, and I guess I never sought out Indian food because when I was a kid, there were a lot of Indian people who moved into our neighborhood when they migrated to the U.S.
Yeah.
And we one when an older couple died and then moved from right next to us, an Indian family moved in, and they were always cooking with curry. Mm. And
it's a scent.
It was overpowering.
It's a scent. That's the best way to put it, and especially with our noses.
Right. When you're a kid, when there's something you don't like, there's no degrees. It's just like, I hate everything involved with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everything is stinky or, oh, that smells good.
Right. So I was always, I guess I was averse to, and there are not as many Indian restaurants as there are other ethnic places, but it was a phenomenal meal. Good? I had mango curry chicken, something called pori, P-O-O-R-I, and it was really good. It was a great meal and plenty of food.
I've never ventured down the Indian food path. I would love to. I love trying new food. I tried Nigerian food for the first time a few years ago.
What is it?
Nigerian food.
What's that like?
Not my favorite. But no disrespect, just wasn't my favorite. So, like, I'm always willing to try new stuff. And I've never, like I said, never ventured down the Indian food path. Like, you know, I would sell my nephew to the black market for Mediterranean food. Sorry, Jay Sean. Love you, but
some to the white market.
It's my favorite food. I love Mediterranean food. So, like, when you said Indian food, I was just like, I've never, like, sitting here thinking, like, I could probably write in blood that I have never had Indian food.
Since you like Mediterranean, I think it's pretty close.
That's what made me think about it. I was like, is it similar?
Okay. It is, because a lot of kebabs, a lot of things over rice, like different meats. So it's pretty similar. And I think the meal that I've had before is like a microwave meal. Mm-hmm. And it was Indian food that I didn't know, but tandoor. So the next place is one of the places with the giant pretzels.
Yeah,
I'm still craving those.
We should do. This is totally off subject. We should do a local food or ethnic local food bingo. So, like, we should start a card with all this stuff, and you get to put, when we make the card, put tandoor in there, and you get to stamp it, and we'll see who finishes it first for the end of the year.
I don't want to do that.
I do, because it gives me a reason to eat. I say what I say.
I'll let you win that bingo card.
Thank you.
You can win some prizes. We've got some up for grabs. You peeked in the book. What are we looking at?
A lot. So, okay, no, honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. We got some Kathy and Jimmy, Field of Fear, Tony Pecos, Haunted Hydro, which I think we should give away before the end of this week.
Yeah, we got to blow out Field of Fear and Haunted Hydro, because that stuff's going to wrap up in like 10 days as get close to Halloween. All right, Monday's Manic Music Mix is on the way, and you can win prizes with those. Good morning, 419-240-1055. 612. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. You can text the show. You can also get ready to call here, because we're going to do Monday's Manic Music Mix in a second. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. Later on the show, 805. $1,000 payoff. Your national keyword to text to another number. It's 95819. That's later this morning. A national keyword to win that money. And that's when we'll get going with our friend Janet Amid. Free astrological readings. If you miss any part of Janet and you'd like to get a reading, you can always email Janet Amid, A-M-I-D, Janet Amid at AOL.com. More with Janet in the 8 o'clock hour. 7:30, a surprise guest is on the way. I think today's music mix for you will be pretty easy.
All right.
If you'd like to identify any of these songs, 419-240-1055. We've got some prizes to give away if you can help Floyd. Field of Fear and Haunted Hydro. It turns out my offer to buy the Haunted Hydro, because Bob and Beth are selling it, was a little low, but I'm not done negotiating.
It's a staple of the community.
So,
all right.
Here we go. There's five songs in here.
Oh my gosh, hold on.
And we'll take a break and be back.
First one is Bad Romance. Third one, is that In the Club, 50 Cent?
Okay, what else?
I started singing Bad Romance. That's all I got in my head. Am I right with those two? Okay.
You are.
Okay. I think I got the fifth one, but no. All right, play it again. Come on, that was only one.
By the way, the Lady Gaga thing I sent you on Friday. So apparently, we were focused in on her and the guy falling off stage.
Yeah.
And everybody was good, but apparently she was watching the Yankees game, getting ready, and was not happy.
She was not happy.
And then I couldn't find video for it, but I sent you the text of the tweet that apparently Lady Gaga like stopped the middle of her show either before or after she fell and was maybe cursing on stage about the Yankees not being able to beat the Astros.
She wasn't having it. She's a New Yorker through and through.
I will tell her the same thing I tell everybody else. Sports can make you really emotionally ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're cheering for something you have no control over.
That's true, but that's what they do.
I know. I'm so glad I like the text from that. All right, here we go. So you got 1 and 3. 419-240-1055.
Is 4 a Beyonce song?
No.
Ooh, I don't know.
I thought this would be a little easier
for
you. Wow. It's amazing for me to watch how the brain works, thinking what should be easy isn't.
Didn't get 2. I definitely did not get 3 and 4. Okay.
4 is a song we haven't heard in a minute. That doesn't mean it wasn't big. Or it's not like a great throwback of some kind.
I'm scratching my head in irritation.
Narrator. Floyd rubs his brow
in a fit of dismay. Rage. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you got me on this one.
We'll do it once more. 419-240-1055. If you can help Floyd, call now. Were there more male or female Joker zombies at the zombie crawl?
A lot of Joaquin Phoenixes. Like
dudes?
Yeah. But the girls who were Jokers, they were old school Joker. They were like Heath Ledger. Like they went into it.
Okay.
I think they were thinking like, I'm going to be Joker, but I'm going to be Heath Ledger Joker.
You saw Maleficent win the box office.
Yes.
But it was getting hit pretty hard by critics.
Who cares about critics?
Do you still want to go see it?
I sure do. Wednesday.
Wednesday you'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't ruin my morning.
How would I ruin?
That's from the movie. That's from the trailer. She turns around. She's like, "Don't ruin my morning."
Apologies. Okay.
I need that as a text tone.
Just keep your Power Rangers one.
Dude, I changed it. I changed it last
time. What is it now?
It's Stranger Things. The theme song is the ringtone. I switched from Jessica Simpson, and I think my text message is.
Can you turn your sound on?
I'm recording.
Oh. Okay, sorry. 6:17 with the morning reboot. Yeah, there was some chaos, some havoc at Cedar Point over the weekend. It eventually subsided, but I wonder if it'll lead to them making any kind of changes. And it appears like there was a murder-suicide. That's the big story this morning, but not many details.
You're right.
To come in a couple of minutes.
Thank you. I got number 5.
What's number 5?
I like it, Cardi B.
That's correct.
You just won tickets, whoever you are. Yay!
You got a text message?
Yeah. Thank you, Fred. I knew that voice from somewhere.
News is next in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Bad situation to start the morning. Police say one man and one woman are dead in a murder-suicide in Maumee. Happened at the home on the 1800 block of Craig Road near the trail just after midnight this morning or last night. Police say 35-year-old John Below, B-E-L-O-W of Toledo, shot 31-year-old Melissa Shoup of Maumee, then shot himself. Police say they were in a relationship, and the shooting appears to be a domestic situation. However, further motive is still unclear at this time. It was witnessed by several adults. There were 3 children in the home at the time, but they did not witness the shooting. It happened on the front porch of the home, and police are still on the scene collecting evidence. Craig Road is closed while police investigate the shooting, which could take another hour or so. Members of the UAW Local 14 are slated to vote today on a tentative contract agreement with GM that could end the strike that's idled 34 factories in 7 states for more than a month. It has cost GM about $2 billion. The estimated 1,500 workers here at the Toledo Transmission Plant are scheduled to vote from about a half an hour ago through 6 p.m. tonight. Their votes will be tallied alongside locals representing the nearly 50,000 unionized employees who are currently on strike, with results anticipated on Friday. Yesterday, workers went through the terms of the contract in 2 informational meetings, one in the morning, one in the afternoon at the UAW Hall on Jackman. And Local 14 President Dennis Earl Jr. estimated between 350 and 400 employees attended to get information about the potential settlement.
That's good. I saw that this morning, and I forgot who they talked to. Oh, I knew this was going to come up. But he says that this is one of those things that this is such a good deal in the market that they live in,
mm-hmm.
that it's one of those things that a lot of people aren't going to like it, but in the market that we live in, they need to take this deal.
Yeah, it. I saw one quote that said, it's not the worst deal, it's not the best deal. Mm-hmm. And usually, from what I've gathered over watching things like this, when both parties feel like they've lost something, it's usually a pretty good compromise.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious to see what things are like, what the narrative is like on the other side of the state, where that Lordstown plant is closing.
Yeah, I know.
So that was part of this agreement. This, and I think one near Baltimore, that was part of the agreement here that the workers will get what they get, but those two plants are not coming back.
Yeah, so, but like I said, it was just one of those things. Now it's about livelihood. Like, is it one of those situations for me? Like I said, I've never been a union employee. I don't understand. This is all foreign language to me. Is it one of those things that after a while, and this actually, we'll go back to the nurses thing. Do you have to push your pride aside and just be like, I have to go back to work?
I don't know if it's, I guess it depends on where your pride is compared to what you're willing to settle for.
This is all foreign language to me, probably my ignorance, but I think for me, I'd be like, I just want to get back to work and start a life for myself and my family.
Oh, and you're not getting paid. I think they were getting like a couple hundred bucks a week,
yeah,
but that's it.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I didn't check to see what BG and UT did. Can you look that up?
Like game-wise?
Yeah, football on Saturday.
Okay. Oh, fine. Football!
Floyd on football. Toledo businesses that are the site or sites of frequent criminal activity may now be deemed chronic nuisances in order to cease operations under a new section of the Toledo Municipal Code enacted this week. It was really the last thing done on City Council by Tom Winooski. They announced on Tuesday unanimously approved the rules proposed by the councilman, which establish a point system that will track instances of criminal activity reported at area businesses. The city can deem a property a chronic commercial nuisance if 12 or more points are assigned within a 12-month period, or if 18 or more are assigned in a 2-year period. Once deemed that nuisance, the business will be prohibited from hosting any event, social gathering, party, or party on the premises, and from the conducting of regular commercial activity. A business can accumulate points for anything from a 1-point violation, health codes that apply to food establishments, all the way up to 8 points for each felony offense committed on the property. I think the last one this came to is the whiskey place, Rockin' Whiskey Saloon on Lassie, outside of Planet Fitness. We'll get to the sports, Floyd on football in a second. First off, Friday night at a high school football game, gunshots were heard at the Woodward Rogers football game on Friday night, and it prompted Toledo police to move spectators into the school while they searched for the suspects. At the end of the incident, 2 people were detained in connection with the shooting and no injuries were reported. It wasn't at the game, I believe it was in the neighborhood of Woodward.
Did you see the video?
No.
It was on 13 ABC, like there's the referees and everything. It's kind of chilling to think they were loud. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were... Without the stadium scenery behind you, you could have seen where the gunshots are coming from. It was loud.
Around 4 o'clock on Saturday, Cedar Point was running near capacity for parking and entrance into the park. People were stuck on the causeway to get there, and they had to turn people away. They said, we're done. You know, we can't take any more people. Then around 6 o'clock, the causeway reopened to traffic, and the park remained open for Halloween weekends all the way through the normal time of midnight. But yeah, Cedar Point was overflowing. What did you hear about this?
So, as you know, my partner lives in Sandusky. A said it was a cluster mess, like the whole city, because I think the way to get into Cedar Point is literally just one road.
Yeah.
So, and that road billows out into their residential areas, because like, Cedar Point comes out of nowhere. If you honestly don't know where you're going, you're like, oh, look at this neighborhood. Oh, there's Cedar Point. Like, that's literally legit how it is. That poor police force, because I don't think they're big.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think they're a big force.
And I don't ever recall any major incidents like this at Cedar Point before. I guess they just weren't ready for the amount of people. So it was a nice day. It was warm. And I think I saw somebody mention that it's likely because of the gold pass they offered.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how that... we're not Cedar Point wonks, but it was something along the lines of you buy it and you get something for next year, but it was a really good deal. And when there's good weather and you're running close to Halloween, people want to take advantage of it. Sometimes there's not enough room for everybody.
Right.
But that's a crummy situation.
I'm trying to find... My friend Alexia calling you out right now. Cedar Point is closed due to maximum capacity. Her son was stuck in the car bumper to bumper for 2 hours. They are still sitting there.
Yeah, no in.
And that was at 4:38 p.m.
Yeah, no in, no out. That's a terrible situation. I'm wondering how testy people got with whoever they can encounter from Cedar Point or local authorities.
Well, via some people. I did see this online that some people just already got out and they peed next to their car because there was nothing they could do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really stop anyone. Like, you got, and those are teenagers and kids who are just like, I gotta go. Like,
when are we gonna be there? I don't know. Exactly. 7 hours?
Right. Ma, I can see the roller coaster. Why aren't we moving? Yeah. That stinks.
Floyd on football. Michigan loses to Penn State, drops to number 19 in the polls. People still want Jim Harbaugh fired, although they were supposed to lose that game anyway. Ohio State hammered Northwestern Friday night. They're up to number 3 in some polls. Lions fall to the Vikings at home. The Browns were off, and the World Series is set with the Nationals set to face the Astros tomorrow night in Houston for game 1.
Yes, and in a gripping Mac game with the Bowling Green Falcons versus the Kent State Golden Flashers, BG lost 20-62.
You call them the Flashers?
The Flashers. The Flashes. Flashes. The Flashes. Yeah, that's sorry. But also in MAC matchup, Colorado State Rams took us beaten from the UT Rockets. 41-35. That's Floyd on sports. I'm out!
Not a MAC matchup, but still.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh,
Colorado State's in another conference.
Oh, poopy dude.
But good. UT's
did
back.
Did I sound like I know what I was talking about?
Yeah.
Coming for your job. Joe Nugent, 13 ABC.
It's fake it, man. Fake it till you make it.
Well, do you want to know the logistics?
No, not at all.
I don't even know how to say half these last names.
No, it's okay. 6:37 with the morning reboot. We got three of these songs in Monday's Manic Music Mixdown. The first, third, and fifth. We're looking for 2 and 4.
So who is number 2? One, I know that name.
Please. One's Gaga, Bad Romance. 3 is 50 Cent in the Club. 5 is Cardi, I Like It Once More. All right, if you know them, get us a text message. We've got some prizes for you, 419-240-1055, because you're done. You're not getting them, right?
I kind of want to say number 2 is Demi, but I'm probably way off.
You're wrong.
I know.
You're wrong. Maleficent 1... the box office, though, it was panned by critics, and Jennifer Lawrence finally got married, and some stuff with Meghan Markle. She might be going over the edge with all this criticism from the press. We'll do that and more in entertainment before 7.
Q104.
6:51. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We're a little closer with Monday's Manic Music Mix. Listen closely. If you can identify any of these, shoot us a text message. We're trying to get 2 and 4. We've got Lady Gaga, 1, 3, 50 Cent in the Club, 3, yeah. 5 is Cardi, I Like It. So we need 2 and 4.
Good luck. That fourth one got me. But congratulations to Tori. She's on her way to Field of Fears. Thank you for making me giggle this morning. She sent me a little prank that her coworkers did with Halloween. So I was like, you know what? You deserve these. Okay. It makes me feel like Ellen anyway.
Nice job, Tori.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ellen, Jaden will be back on.
Yes, he'll be there. I believe it's either tomorrow or Wednesday. He will be, I'm going to mess up her name, Yusaka, the tennis player. The world champion.
Oh, the number one girl.
Yes. I'm going to mess up her name. I apologize.
I think she's part black, part Asian.
Mm-hmm, but she's actually Japanese. Yeah. But anyways.
It falls under Asia.
It does. You're right. No, so I know why she's making Jaden do this interview. Because every time she's on Ellen's show, it is most. She's an athlete. She doesn't like
Naomi
doing interviews.
Naomi Osaka.
Yeah. She does not like to do interviews. You should probably watch some of the ones when I think she's been on Ellen 3 times, and it's like pulling teeth to get her to answer questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's still just a kid.
She is, but it's also one of those things. And I think she's thrust into the spotlight, and I get that. But is you can tell when an interviewer is just like, okay, we need to wrap this up. So we'll see how it goes.
One word answers?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's so painstakingly. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to bring it up for you, and we'll watch it during the little break. But like when we're off air. But it's when I found out that's who he was interviewing, I said, ooh, good luck, bro. You don't know much about sports either? Because I feel your pain, because I don't either.
I hope our mystery guest isn't filled with one word answers.
I'm so nervous right now.
No need to be nervous.
Okay.
Let's go with weekend box office was won by Maleficent, though it was not critically acclaimed. It and it's probably going to lose a lot of money. It made it cost $185 million to make. It made only $36 million in North America. It joined some other flop sequels like The Lego Movie 2 and Godzilla, King of Monsters. Good news for Maleficent is that the film made $117 million overseas, so it made $153 total, but still kind of a flop. And it, second on the charts this week is The Joker, which continues to perform well in its third weekend in theaters, about $78 million overseas, $30 million in North America. So far, it has a global total of $73 million, and it's beginning to break all kinds of records. I guess it's possible it gets to a billion, which would be quite a thing for a movie that cost $55
million. It didn't cost much to make. I was looking at that.
There was a, there's a story that I read over the weekend. I don't know if it was Variety or Hollywood Reporter. It was about how Jared Leto, when this project first started to come around, he tried everything to stop it. He called his agents and wanted his agents to put a stop to it because he wanted to be the Joker. There was also some thought that with Warner Brothers only giving Todd Phillips, the director or producer, $55 million to work with, mm-hmm. he would turn it down. Obviously, that didn't happen. So now it's going to make a lot of money, and we'll see what happens with the Joker moving forward.
I like Jared Leto, but I just feel like, just hush. I feel like his personality is starting to outshine his talent. I'm just like, hush.
Did you hear about all the weird things he supposedly did on set?
Yes.
Apparently, that ticked off the director and also the movie company. So while he was trying to be in character, he didn't really endear himself to anybody.
Because I think he also clashed with Will Smith, too. Like, I think that was one of the first major headlines I read. I was like, Will Smith gets along with everyone. So, okay. Just hush.
Next
up, your job.
Jennifer Lawrence and her fiance, Cook Maroney, are officially married, according to a source with People. She wore a Dior dress for her day. Lawrence and Maroney held a wedding reception for about 150 guests, including Adele, Amy Schumer, Kris Jenner. It was at the luxurious Belcourt of Newport, a mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, that was designed in 1894 by renowned American architect Richard Morris Hunt. Emma Stone and Ashley Olsen were also in attendance. The estate was inspired by Louis XIII's hunting lodge in Versailles, and it's currently the home to Carolyn Raffelian, CEO of Alex and Annie. Probably mispronounced that. The two have been linked together since June of last year. We're also joined by two security guards, a photographer, and a friend, according to Page Six. A rep for the actress confirmed to People she and Maroney were engaged in February. Not staying out of headlines or the press is the royal couple, Meghan Markle and Harry, because they're followed everywhere. And she's getting candid and honest about her battle and struggle with being the target of media scrutiny as the Duchess of Sussex. Journalist Tom Bradby joined Markle and Prince Harry on their recent 10-day royal tour of Africa and spoke with the pair for the documentary Harry and Meghan, An African Journey, which aired in the UK last night. During their trip, she emotionally opened up to Bradby about how being in the media, spotlight has been really challenging, and admitted that she was warned about the intense tabloid industry in England brought by her British friends when she started dating Harry. It's hard. I don't think anybody would understand that, but in all fairness, I had no idea. When I first met my now husband, my friends were really happy because I was so happy, but my British friend said to me, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life.
I said, they're ruthless. Because I don't know how to even describe it. Like, they just go after, like, I feel like that's their news. Like, it's a rumor. It's good enough for them. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we heard she did this. Can we confirm or deny this? No, but we're going to run with it. If it bleeds, it leads. You know what I mean? Like, if it sobs, it sells.
Or if there's a missing button on her coat. It's a big scandal.
Or,
it's a story.
You know, so because she's her Kate and the Queen, they have to wear like white pantyhose or like nude stockings. She wore like burgundy somewhere, and the British people lost their damn minds.
I wonder if she's
she's a black woman. Beige pantyhose don't look good on her skin tone.
She also has a newborn, so there's probably some emotion. Being a new mom, maybe postpartum in some way. But I do wonder, when she is of sound mind, you can never question, should you have gotten married to someone when it isn't their fault?
Right.
But you're part of these circumstances now where I wonder if she has any level of regret because it's been so challenging for them. Well, they've been ruthless to her.
And she's secluded from everything. Like, I think, did her mom move with her?
I don't know.
Okay, but I know that she sees, like, her friends, like, I think Serena Williams, one of her best friends, like, maybe once a blue moon.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, it's. FaceTime's like,
your friend.
Said, like you said, with the postpartum, not being around people that lift you up, you know, constantly and stuff, it weighs heavy on your soul.
It took 6 minutes and several thousand miles, but Mike Posner finished his trip across America. Did you see the Instagrams?
My husband, you can call him that.
31-year-old singer who embarked on the journey traveling from New Jersey to California celebrated the accomplishment on Instagram, where he's been diligently documenting his momentous undertaking. My name is Mike Posner, and I walked across America. He captioned a clip of himself with the ocean water from the Pacific over his feet. He concluded the message with the slogan he'd used throughout the entire trip: keep going. He followed the post up with another shirtless clip of himself cheering and celebrating in the sand, where he captioned, moments after putting my feet in the Pacific after walking across America. He had lots of challenges, one of which was getting bit by a rattlesnake.
In Colorado.
Yeah, that laid him up for a little while, and he had to be hospitalized. But Mike Posner has completed his journey across America. And what was he walking for again?
It was just, I think, mental health awareness, because I think he had lost so many people, great people in his life. Family member, Avicii, or you know how I feel about that controversy. His lover.
You think he was dating Avicii?
Oh, I totally think so. Or in my mind, I'm like, they were totally something. There was something. But you know what? I think it was just to raise awareness and to clear your mind. And he did a lot of stuff. I can't even walk from here to the car without being like, ooh, can someone just pick me up?
About 2,800 miles.
Can I Uber?
I wouldn't want to put those miles on my car, let alone my body. 7 o'clock with the morning reboot. Janet Amid will be here for a free astrological reading in about an hour. Also, your national keyword to text and win the $1,000 payoff. We've got prizes for you next with our panel full of ladies. Let's talk about your underwear. But first, one more listen for the Manic Music Mix. If you know what 2 and 4 is, text us now.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.
All my ladies.
Q105's The Morning Reboot. You're not just helping Eric, you're helping all men.
I need help.
The panel full of ladies. 419-240-1055.
Start dialing.
You can call now and you'll get on with Floyd and I, and we've got Hannah, right?
We have Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on with us. Thanks for calling bright and early this morning, 7:14. 419-240-1055. If you'd like to join Hannah, what are Hannah's stats here? 23, engaged, zero kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hannah, do you have a pair of shoes that you wear, you absolutely love, but they're absolutely terribly uncomfortable and painful?
No, actually.
Will you ever wear a pair like that, or do they have to be comfortable?
Oh, no, I have worn them, but they immediately get tossed out after I wear them for whatever event they were needed for.
Okay, so all right, how much would you usually spend on something like that?
Forever 21 has some shoes for like $12 that are pretty cool.
There you go. Wear them once and get rid of them.
Samantha. We have Sam.
Hannah, if I lose you, call us back, please, and let's get... Samantha.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you fine.
Can you speak into your end of the phone a little better? You sound real far away.
Give me a second. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better. All right, next question. Hannah, what's something you're good at that most people don't like? Like maybe some people aren't very good at car shopping, or some people aren't very good. They don't like the dentist. What's something that you enjoy or you're good at that most people aren't?
So I'm actually a nurse, and I'm really good at placing Foley catheters.
Oh.
And most people hate doing that.
Most people who do what you do don't like that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable.
I can only imagine why. Samantha, what about you? What's something you're good at or you enjoy that most people don't?
I enjoy giving blood.
Do you?
It doesn't bother me. It's kind of cool to watch it.
How often do you do it?
My every, so many, what is it, 56 days that you can do it or something?
Hmm. All right, good for you. That's a very kind gesture you're doing. Hannah, you're engaged now. How long have you guys been together?
We just hit 4 years 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations. Hmm. What's something in your relationship where you guys are totally opposite?
Cleanliness. I'm a mess.
and he just like follows behind you picking things up like you're a tornado?
Yeah, no, it's a fight every day.
And he wins the fight or you win the fight?
I think she wins normally.
Oh, she wins. Okay. Samantha? Yeah. Samantha, are you with anybody right now?
No.
Me?
No, oh, not you. Okay. Samantha, in your last relationship or in a previous relationship that was going okay, what's something where you guys were completely opposite on?
What was the demise of the relationship and marriage was finances.
You were good or they weren't good?
I was good. He was horrible.
How bad did it get, if you don't mind us asking?
Filing bankruptcy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that got really bad. He was not good at all.
Yeah. That was a long time ago, and it's been a long time.
Like you've had to like rebuild credit and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, last question. And Flit, I think, is afraid of this one, but that's fine. Hannah, what do you call your underwear? Like, do you have a name for them?
It depends on who I'm talking to.
Okay.
So, like, when I'm talking to my friends or fiancé or whatever, they're underwear. But if I'm trying to make other people uncomfortable, I call them panties.
There you go.
There it is. Oh no.
It's right up there with moist. I was oh, yes. Samantha, what about you? How do you refer to underwear?
It's underwear. Unless we're describing like butt floss underwear.
Thongs.
Yeah, but otherwise it's just underwear.
Okay. I'm going to put both of you guys on hold. Hopefully this will work out okay. Okay, good. They're both on hold. Floyd, what do you call? Ladies, don't go anywhere. We have prizes for you. Floyd, what do you call underwear?
Draws.
Yes.
I totally call them draws.
Can you spell that for me?
It's D-R-A-W-S. Draws.
Draws. Okay, like I am...
Or... Some people put the E-R-S at the end. No, these are draws.
Draws.
Yeah. I think it's a cultural thing.
Yes. Yes.
Just being honest.
You have uncomfortable shoes, right?
Oh, I do. Yeah. It's not cool. But I also have wide and flat feet, which is like a double negative.
7:19. We're still trying to wrap up today's Manic Music Mix. One is Gaga, Bad Romance. Three is 50 Cent in the Club. Five is I Like It, Cardi.
See, number two sounds like Lady Gaga, too. I know.
We need two and four. If you can identify what they are correctly, we'll get you some prizes. Our mystery guest will be by in less than 15 minutes. Be ready to run. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Floyd, and our mystery guest
has arrived.
I told you nothing to be concerned about.
So
nothing
excited.
At all. Our mystery guest with the running is the person that's running for Sylvania City Council. Her name is Lindsay Stow. Stow like wow.
Hello. I'm here.
But she is also a friend of the show in other ways. We'll get to that stuff, but... Good morning. It's good to
good
see
morning.
You. How is the run for city council going?
Oh my goodness. It is picking up with speed a lot. So I think this is actually going to be like the biggest, most stressful week, you know, out of like the rest of the next few weeks. Because this week I just was at Fall Festival yesterday, which the Sylvania Chamber of Commerce did such an amazing job per usual. And I had a booth there. But then, like, Wednesday, we're having a political forum, so I'm going to have to get up in front of interested voters and talk about myself a bit. And then on Thursday, I'm having a reception, so, like, and then it's Halloween.
Right.
So, like, this is a big week, right?
Lindsay's running for Sylvania City Council, and I was trying to think, and Floyd, think back, too, when we do our news stories, there's always some drama with Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
There was some thing with Mommy within the last year, and Perrysburg, there's always
Perrysburg.
Levies at schools.
Leave the story with Perrysburg.
So, if you didn't know, your dad's name is Craig, right?
Yes.
Craig Stow is the mayor of Sylvania. Now, I don't know. So there's no nepotism here. I don't know if your dad is like some Trump-like figure with a stranglehold on the media, but there's never any drama in Sylvania. So what are you walking into? What do you want to do? What do you want to do for your community as a council person?
All right. Well, I'm going to say I don't think that there's a stranglehold whatsoever.
Right.
And I don't know if I'd ever compare my dad to Trump. Just different attitudes and all of those things. But no, so for Sylvania, there's 4 positions open on city council, and there are 5 people going for it. We've got 2 incumbents. That's Mark Fry and Doug Hainem. And then there's 3 newbies. So there's me, Brian McCann, and Ben Malchewski, who are all aiming to get one of those 4 spots.
And you're all welcome to come on the show. There. Sign that bill.
There we go. Yeah.
I remember, I've known you for quite a while now, because Lindsay's also Toledo Soup, and we're not doing a fall soup, right?
We're not doing a fall soup this year. We're going to take this time to really get some things set up and put together behind the scenes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That way we will come back in the spring with a stronger soup, and then we'll be planning ahead even into the fall soup so to help everyone be more prepared and be able to line up what their projects are to, I don't know, go with it in the future.
Lindsay's the director of Toledo Soup. Look it up. It's a crowdfunding micro grant given to great local ideas, and I've been a part of them for a long time now, and they're great events, and I'm going to miss this one, but you obviously have a lot going on. But I remember like a couple of years ago, you were kicking around an idea to run for council. So why now?
Well, because we have 2 existing council members that are going to step back. So I was one of those where like, well, I would be happy to step in, you know, if there's going to be an open space, I would love to take this next step to be able to serve my community. So Sandy Hussman and Mark Lukey are stepping down this year to be able to focus on some other things a little bit more. And originally, we weren't really sure how much interest there was going to be, you know, in going for city council. So turns out we've got 5 people for 4 spots. All so there's right. enough interest that there's going to be some extra choice. It's not just going to be an automatic in, which would have made my life easier. But I am very happy to be able to have to provide my option or provide an extra option for everyone to consider.
Now, do you feel more pressure because your dad is the mayor?
All right. So
like, is there a whole different level of pressure like when you walk in?
No. Well, okay. I mean, my dad has been involved with the community my entire life, right? And my grandfather, he was also really involved in the community too. I think it's just something that runs in our blood. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's possibly concerns about the fact of having, you know, the mayor and then a daughter be on the city council. And
but you're your own person, you know.
I'm my own person
with own thoughts, and
And I think where it comes from is like my dad and I have worked, I mean, we've known each other obviously my whole life, right? But you know, over time and also having worked together in business is that we know we don't always agree, but we respect each other's decisions. And an example of that is on my logo, I have a scooter. Mm-hmm. And part of why I chose that is because, I mean, parents don't normally want their kids riding 2-wheeled vehicles on roads. Right. And it was one of those that I knew it was something I wanted in my life. And so it was something that I decided to take into, like, I don't know, to do.
Yeah.
Right. And they respected it. And that's great. So it was one of those sort of signs of independence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but no father and daughter always agree. Right.
No.
But then on top of that, this is not the first time we've had family involved in the government in Sylvania. So I don't know if you guys remember Reed Backus. Mm-mm. And Barbara Sears. So that was a father and daughter. And they both served on city council for a long time. And they did some really great things for the city.
It's the Morning Reboot Q105. We're welcoming our friend Lindsay Stow in, who's running for Sylvania City Council, part of Toledo Soup. Is your dad with you in the architecture business as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do work together.
That's your regular job.
I know. I know. What I've been kind of joking around with is I'm starting to, I don't know, maybe not call myself, but think about myself as like a community builder, like literally in architecture, right? Like I designed the Lord's Rec Center and I've designed some things for some other local universities. But then also with my involvement in all of the different organizations around town, I mean, with Toledo Soup, we're helping develop small businesses or small creative ideas that help boost the community, right? But then like my involvement with the Sylvania Arts Commission, like I help plan Maple and Main Arts and Music Festival. Mm-hmm. That's one of our largest events. events in town, and that brings people to downtown to enjoy art and music and liveliness in our downtown.
So for city council, it doesn't seem like, I mentioned in the other communities, any pressing, overriding issues. So is there anything that you're standing for, or a platform where you just want to more be deeply involved, as you said, with decision making?
So I think Sylvania already has a lot of really great things going for it. We're doing great. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to come in and really change that. I want to help build upon our current successes. So like, we already have really good fiscal management, right? We have great economic development happening, and we already offer really great services for everyone who lives there. But in addition to that, I would love to kind of support and enhance our downtown vibrancy. I think kind of thinking more about our land use options or land use planning in Sylvania, because we're low in stock of things mm-hmm. that can be available for new development. Mm-hmm. So sort of rethinking, where do we go from here? And then also keeping an eye on our infrastructure. That's such a key for all residents, is making sure that we have access to strong, whether it's utilities or streets or even internet counts, you know, mm-hmm. making sure that we are staying current, if not planning further ahead into the future.
How long has your dad been mayor now?
Since I was 8 years old. So
a while, a couple of decades?
Yeah. Yeah, like over 25 years mm-hmm. or so.
Floyd, we never hear anything about Sylvania, right?
Yeah.
So he's either, like I said, he's either doing a perfect job and things are running smoothly, or he's talking to the media saying, you don't really want to write that story, do you?
It's like when you hear something about Sylvania, you just go, our Sylvania?
Right, right.
Not our little Sylvania.
Lindsay, personally speaking, are you still doing Happy Hour stuff? Where's that project?
I am, yeah. So I'm also the founder of Happy Hour Toledo. We recently reached our 1 year anniversary of sort of the relaunch with Toledo.com. And in the last year, we've been learning a lot of what challenges we're going to have to address as we kind of continue to develop it. So we have the websites running really smoothly, but we are finding some communication issues mm-hmm. with the different locations. So making sure we're always up to date. We have to get a better system down because, I mean, there's only a couple of us working on
right.
it. And for us, we can't go to every place every right. week to make sure that it's still the right thing. So building up better communication with them.
And the guts of that project is you would go out to happy hour pretty often, then you decided to just aggregate what all the places in our community were offering, and it's now on Toledo.com, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm all about taking things that I like to and do in my life already and kind of taking that next step. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've already had like my own list of going to happy hours because I love really good food and drinks. I just
right.
can't afford to do it all the time. So it was my way of doing it a little bit, I don't know, suavier. What was it? Suavier? That's not it. Savvier.
Savvier. There we go. Yeah, yeah.
Savvier. And eventually the list got so long, I was having a hard time keeping track
yeah.
of it. So I opened it up to other people, and it's been really well received.
Nice.
And last thing, on a real personal note, you
Ooh.
Bought some kind of vehicle?
Oh, no, I've actually had that for 10 years. Oh, wait, are you talking about the red or the blue vehicle?
The mystery machine.
Oh, the mystery machine, yeah.
When you said that to me, I was like, oh, yes.
So everybody close their eyes, not if you're driving, okay. and imagine some 1970s vehicle that you would trek across the country in.
Uh-huh, it's actually 1965, if you can believe that.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
And it looks like a big blue Twinkie, kind of like an Airstream, except for it's blue fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that Johnny Cash drove around in for a long time. Anyway, I had it for a couple years, quickly realized I needed help, so it's been at a mechanic for over a year, and
okay.
I got it back just a few weeks ago, and it looks beautiful on the outside, but the inside is a mess. Like, I have to redo the subfloor, I have to redo the insulation and all the walls and the ceiling in it.
But think of the payoff, though.
It's going to be amazing.
I know.
And,
yes.
I mean, it's probably too late, but it would have been a great campaign vehicle.
Well, that's what I'm using my red scooter for.
Right.
So it would have been nice to do it the other way, too, to be able to drive that around and like, come on
yeah.
in and learn about me. Although that could be a little creepy, like this candy in a van
right.
situation. I don't think I want that. But
well, that does fit something. Remember, here's a couple of years ago when we were at the farmer's market and Lindsay was handing out balloons and candy.
Oh, no.
And then we kind of started this thing with like knife emojis and clowns and
oh.
balloons. And now you've got a van. Come learn it. And then
uh-huh.
never heard from again.
But
uh-huh.
her van has windows, so you're good. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah. Turns out all of my good intentions can be taken as a very creepy effort. in the different context. Right. And I don't know. Maybe I'm too simple.
Lindsay Stahl from many things in Sylvania. If there's anything that you could stand for running for city council, you can find a way to teach people how to put 26 hours into a 24-hour day to get to do all the things they really enjoy. Because you've certainly accomplished that.
The more I do, the better I get at doing more. Yep. And I love it. It's so fulfilling in my life. And I feel like I'm giving back and going to leave this world just a tiny bit better, I hope.
Wednesday's nice. A Q&A. Where's that at?
That is at the Sylvania Senior Center. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's hosted by the Sylvania Chamber. And you're going to have all of your candidates for both the trustees for the township as well as the council members for Sylvania City. So you'll get a chance to get sort of a quick bio, an introduction by everyone. And then I think each person's going to talk for about 5 minutes about themselves. So, I mean, sorry.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Good luck. Good to see you. I'm glad we can catch up.
Good to see you guys.
And all the other Sylvania City Council people can come visit the show if they'd like. 7:44 with the morning reboot, getting closer to having Janet a mid-visit with us in a little after 8 o'clock, your national keyword for the $1,000 payoff. 8:05, you'll get your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff with us here on the morning reboot, Q105, Eric and Floyd, our friend Janet Amid, before 8:15 for a free astrological reading. We've got our entertainment led off by something I never thought I would read.
Uh-oh.
And I can only imagine that it would be an origin story, because that's how things start.
Okay.
An origin story of Barney. He's getting his own movie.
Stop.
Thanks to a collaboration between Mattel and Daniel Kaluuya.
What?
I know. I know.
Like, the Barney.
And
the From Your Imagination Barney.
Yeah, I love you, you love me.
Oh,
and Daniel Kaluuya
bye.
From Get Out and Black Panther. Barney was a ubiquitous figure in many of our childhoods. Then he disappeared into the shadows, left misunderstood. We're excited to explore this compelling modern-day hero and see if his message of I love you, you love me can stand the test of time. Barney ran for 13 seasons beginning in 1992. It'll join other Mattel film projects in development. Are you ready?
Wait,
including
here we
ones
go.
Based on Barbie, Hot Wheels, Masters of the Universe, American Girl, Viewmaster, Magic 8-Ball, and Major Matt Mason.
I have lost for words.
Last week was
Nicki. Watch these all be major blockbusters.
I never thought of Barney as a compelling modern day hero. Is this a joke like Nicki Minaj and Adele?
So are they going to go on streaming services, or are we doing movie red carpet releases in New York, L.A.?
Big budget blockbusters.
Oh, have mercy on my soul. Stop it.
And why is Daniel Kaluuya with us? Other than, I guess he's got part of a production company and he can help make money?
No, if you're going to give me an origin story of like Barney down in his dumps being an alcoholic and young Demi Lovato and young Selena Gomez find him, because they were on that show, and they're just like, Barney, we need your help. Come back. And he just throws a beer bottle at the thing like, get out of here. And baby bops in the bathroom shooting up. Then give me that story. Like, give me, don't give. How do we have a Barney origin? He's a stuffed animal that comes to life.
He's a dinosaur.
He's a stuffed animal that comes to life through our imagination.
Do you remember when the Barney character used to get beaten up in store appearances? You remember?
Yes, I do. I was young, but I vaguely remember that.
One too many of those.
Oh, poor guy.
Kim and Kanye have one more reason to celebrate. On last night's episode with Keeping Up the Kardashians, they welcomed their fourth child, son Thom, ahead of their 5-year wedding anniversary. Our surrogate is so amazing. She had the easiest delivery. She pushed literally maybe one time. Kourtney and Kanye were in the room. According to Kim, I feel so complete. I really do feel like our four kids is the perfect number for me. I feel so full in the best way, but I'm done. When Kim brought the baby to meet the rest of the Kardashian family at dinner, she explained how they chose Psalm's name and revealed the name they almost went with. His name was going to be Ye. Y-E. But Kanye didn't like Ye because Ye doesn't mean anything. We looked up every name in the Bible that Ye had in the beginning, and the only name was Yezekiel. And Kylie called at the last second and was like, no, Psalm and Saint sound good together. So we have Kylie to thank for that. The couple are also parents to daughter Chicago, North, and son Saint.
I just think it's hilarious because, like, I saw the clip this morning Because someone posted on Twitter, they're like, when she says she's tired, I'm like, what did you do? Right. Like, I get you're a mother of three, now four, or like five, whatever. But like, what did you, like, this you didn't give birth, and I'm not taking anything from you, but like, you're not tired. Like, the woman did the work. And I get it, those are your eggs, his sperm, and all that stuff. But like, she legit was just like, oh, I'm so exhausted. From what? Sitting and getting your makeup done, and they're like, okay, Kim, we're ready for you to film this birth
and
that you just stood there for.
They certainly have the resources to pay more help than anyone can imagine. So.
Like, kudos to all the surrogates out there, because I know there's some women who don't, their bodies can't do it, or they just can't give birth. So kudos to the surrogate mother, or the woman who was pregnant.
Who did all the work.
Who did the work, but don't sit there and be like, I'm so tired. Kanye, I'm so exhausted. Like, he's probably just like, Kim, we literally got a limo and went to the second floor of this hospital.
They walked. They didn't take the elevator.
Like maybe she was holding her hand and, like, the whole experience with her. Like, maybe she was with the woman at the same time. But I'm like the clip is, like, she's panting. Like,
maybe she's emotionally exhausted.
That's fine.
National keyword to win the $1,000 payoff a few minutes away. And our friend Janet Amid is coming to get you a free astrological reading.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...
8:13.
You give me
missed the lyric there. Sorry. 8:13 in the morning. Reboot. Q105. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Janet Amid is here. Our astrologer. Our know-it-all.
Oh, yeah.
Janet Amid is here. Give me the overview. It's a little cloudy now, but what about the moon and Uranus and Centauri Uranus? Alpha? Yeah.
Well, the sun goes into Scorpio this week, and it's going to be on the 23rd.
Wednesday.
And it's a good aspect for relationships, partnerships. If you are born under Scorpio, if you're born under Pisces, Aries, Tauruses, such as yourself, may go through a big, I want to say that Taurians kind of, when the sun moves into Scorpio, they feel a little bit off center because it's opposite to your sun sign. So you might be feeling a little bit like you're trying to deal with things a little bit, I want to say just overwhelmed.
Don't worry about me.
I'm saying Taurus people have had a really rough way to go for a few years.
What are you laughing at?
Did you see me just go?
My thing keeps,
keeps popping up too. It's 8:15.
Oh my God.
You have to wiggle it.
The morning reboot, Q105, Eric
Did
Floyd.
Did you hear him? He said you have to wiggle it.
I can wiggle it.
Anyway, the sun in Scorpio is good for financial security, investments. Watch for anything going on with anything relating to preparing for the holidays. It's a good time for that.
Okay.
Good time for investments.
Floyd, who's on line one?
Denise.
Is this Denise?
Denise.
Denise, are you there?
Whoa, hold on.
Denise, there we are.
Denise, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, honey. You're born under the sign of Scorpio. You are a Scorpio. Man, are you feeling it. Boy, I bet you're really feeling a lot of changes right now. Your moon is Aries, so you've been really having a rough time for a while, and you're going through your second Saturn return. So that basically means that when you go through a Saturn return, it means that you're in the second chapter of your life. The first chapter occurred in 88 through 91, and the second chapter is December of 2017 through 2020. So this is a big shift in your life. It's a big turning point, and that's what you're feeling right now. Very partnership-oriented. I can see that. But you do struggle a little bit with yourself, and there's a lot of tension hitting you right now. So does that make sense to you? You've had a really rough year, a couple years.
Yep, lost my husband a year ago.
So sorry about that, honey. I really am. You know, you have to allow yourself to heal. That's the most important thing. And one of the things that I see with you is you have determination. You're powerful with your determination. And the other thing is that no matter what happens, when you lose someone you love, it does take a chunk out of you. It's like having to find pieces of those, of your spirit again. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely see that happening with you. If you're asking me about relationships down the road, it's definitely going to occur. Next year is going to be a really strong year for you, but you've got to heal first. You've got to allow yourself the grieving process, okay? But it will happen. Go ahead.
And being a Scorpio, I am going to win that $1,000.
Good luck. Good luck, Denise. Thanks for the phone.
You know what? This is the time to do it.
Line two, Floyd?
Four.
Who's on four?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Good morning. Thanks for holding on with us.
Hi, Brittany.
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
What's your question for Janet Amid this morning, Brittany?
Related to relationships.
How long have you two been together?
Less than a year.
Okay, so it's fairly new. You know, the one thing I see with you is that you're one of these people that when it comes to love, you love your space, you love your freedom, you don't like to be boxed in. That's very important to you. But sometimes when it comes to love, you know, you can get very, I want to say antsy, because you like things to happen quick. You know, you don't like to delay gratification. That's important to you. I feel you're complimentary towards each other. The only thing is, he is born under a full moon, so you never know where his emotions are going to take him. Plus, he has a whole mommy thing going on. I have no idea what's going on with that. I don't know what's going on with that, but he really has some issues with his mother. I mean, she maybe drives him crazy or something, because he does struggle with relationships based on his emotions. So he's compatible with you, but you've heard me say often the delivery isn't always there. So he has to work on his delivery with you. And I feel like he's attracted to you quite a bit. There's no question about that. But is it an easy relationship? Not necessarily. For a Sagittarius, you have to have peace of mind. That's kind of important to you. Well, we all do. I mean, it's not just Sag. We all have to have peace of mind. But I do think that based on your connection with him, you know, I feel like there's chemistry, there's an attraction, but I do think sometimes secrecy is a big part of his relationship with you. You feel like you give more than you get back in return. He's okay. He's a good guy. You guys can make it work, but he has to meet you halfway. Okay?
Okay.
Big change in your life since last year into this year. So it's going to be your decision as to where you go with this. But I think you guys have a lot of good stuff to work with.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brittany. Where's next, Floyd?
The next is...
Number six.
Is that Etta?
It's Seth.
Oh, it's I can't Seth. Read your writing.
It's terrible. No,
it freaking looks like Etta. First, I thought it was Lionel. It said line one.
If you're having a hard time getting through, you can always email Janet, janetamid@aol.com. But hi, Seth. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question for Janet?
Just basic relationship.
Are you with somebody right now?
No.
Well, you know, that kind of surprises me a little bit. Now, you don't know your time of birth, do you?
No, I do not.
You know, you have two sides to your personality. Let me tell you what they are. The first side is, I want to have a relationship. I want to be with somebody. But the other side says, but don't box me in. I'm doing my thing. And that's what I'm seeing as a big part of you. Now, one of the things that I feel is that you're expressive when it comes to love. I mean, you show your feelings. You're expressive. And if anything, you are self-sacrificing. You give and give and give and give and give. And then you get hurt. This last year into this year sucked. It has been a very, very difficult year for you. You're struggling with your emotions a lot. You're going through a lot, even with, I would probably have to say, even financially, even though you're very prosperous, your anxiety level's through the roof right now. And well, it always has been. You've always been a little anxious. So I feel like romance, love, again, I'm going to say this to you, as I said to the last caller, starting December 3rd of 2019 into 2020, it's going to be a good year for you with regards to love. You're moving into a really good direction with that. But you have to work on your own stuff and quit self-sacrificing so much. You need somebody who's going to give back a little bit to you, because you don't always get that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
You get your heart broken a lot, and you shouldn't, because you're a very good person. And I love your work ethics. I think they're amazing. And your temperament's wonderful, too. And you're creative. I didn't mention that, too. And you like to travel, culture, things like that. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that. I love your chart. So good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, you're Seth. Welcome. Have a good morning. We can grab one more call for now. We'll go to...
Kathy on line two.
Hi, Kathy, good morning.
I read that.
Kathy.
Morning. Kathy, hi. Are you there?
Good morning. Thanks for holding on with us here on The Morning Reboot. What's your question for Janet Amid?
Just wondering where my career is headed.
You went through a big shift already, and that was way back in 2014 through 17, right? That was a big transition for you with work. Do you recall that cycle?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That was about 5 years ago. That was a big transition. So then you're in one right now, but it's not a cycle. It's more like since probably the beginning of the year, January, February, things have started to shift with your job. But I love your motivation. You're a workaholic. You have a lot of determination. You are obsessive about money. There's no question about that. You worry about things financially. We all do, but I think you take it to another level. I do see you as somebody who, when it comes to your emotions, emotions. You're communicative. I don't know your time of birth to see what is happening at the midheaven of your chart, which is your career aspect. I don't know what you have there. So it's important to get that time of birth. Your next major cycle is in about 4 years, and that's 2023 through 2025. So that's going to be a huge transition in your work. So I see that being a good door opening up. Now this year, you know, 2020 coming up, it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be a lot better than what this year has been, but I do see a big change coming around January, February of 2020 with your job. So again, I don't know your time of birth to see where it's actually hitting, but I'm looking at your sun sign, and that does indicate a shift coming up for you. But your work ethics are great. You should work for yourself. You should be in a field of mentoring, communication, things like that, teaching. You're amazing at that. Okay? Why are you laughing?
Okay.
Why were you laughing?
That's just interesting.
Yeah. Good luck, sweetie.
Thanks, Kathy. We have more calls to come, but hang on for that. Janet, what's the number to the office?
419-882-5510. It's 419-882-5510. I'm also going to be, may I mention Breaking Beans?
Sure.
I'm going to be at Breaking Beans in Michigan. It's right over the line on Jackman Road, 7300 Jackman Road. I'm doing readings from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's a great coffee place, wonderful place, nonprofit type of place, and I hope you all can be there.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight.
More calls with Janet to come. Your national keyword to text and win, GRAB. G-R-A-B to 95819. Good luck. 836. More with Janet in just a second. Your national keyword to text him in the $1,000 payoff is GRAB. G-R-A-B. Text that to 95819. My father, who was my mentor, once told me that you're born one way, then life gets a hold of you. Regain your power, says Janet Amid on her Facebook page.
You did read it.
Well, I'm reading it now. There are many ways to get in touch with Janet. We can only get to so many calls here on our show. You can always email her, janetamid@aol.com, and call the office. What's the number?
419-882-5510. I put that on Facebook because so many of my clients are grieving about love and relationships and people that they've broken up with. And they're like hysterical. There's this gut-wrenching sadness. So I decided to go on there and just say, you know what? Regain your power. Don't let anyone ever take away your power.
But it's hard to do that when you have become
someone. You're in the moment. I get it.
You've got to be, what's the word? Not defenseless. Well, you've got to make sacrifices your emotions to connect with somebody else. And if it doesn't work out, you're hurt.
But if it's repetition and it's over and over again and nothing changes.
Then that's you.
Yeah. You need
therapy.
Why are you in that situation? What brought you to that point?
Or if you're repeatedly doing it with people and you're the one that's hurt. Like we had the one guy, Seth. He had all these lousy relationships, but he was a good guy. So Taylor Swift syndrome.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. What is that? What does that mean?
Maybe it's you.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's true.
Line three, Floyd. Who do we have?
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
My new name is Floyd. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
What's your question for Janet, Lindsay?
We're funny. You're a Libra, and you're asking. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. I do that a lot.
I'm just wondering if anything is going to change with the relationship that I'm in.
Your choices with partners suck. No offense.
I completely agree.
You are a good person. I can tell. I mean, how do I know people are good? Call it a frequency and energy I feel about the person. I feel like you are very methodical when it comes to work. You do a lot. You're kind. Your moon is Pisces and you're a Libra. So you self-sacrifice a lot when it comes to love. You wear your emotions right out there. Although you don't like people in your business, but your choices with men are not very good. You know, you tend to draw people in that you want, not necessarily what you need. Now, I will say there's chemistry here, and I can see that there's chemistry, but this person is self-absorbed, you know, kind of all about himself and his friends. I see a lot with his friendships and his relationships with others. So he puts a lot of stock into friends. He's a workaholic, but he's a self-aholic. Me, me, me. It's all about me. You can have a backache and his is worse. I mean, no, I don't think he's the right person for you. I can see the chemistry, but go on my Facebook and read that. You know, I about regaining your power. This relationship has you in a tizzy. You don't go in the same direction, and you don't know how to express yourself to him. You don't know whether to kiss him, stroke his head, or just, you know, or kick him to the curb. You're all in a tizzy about this, and it makes you dizzy. Makes me dizzy. So I would say, honestly, no, it's not the right relationship, and he's been going through something for about a year, year and a half. I'm not telling you to dump him, but I am saying you need to work on yourself to decide where you want to be with this.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, honey.
Thanks for the call, Lindsay.
We have line. Is it line two? Is it Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. Thanks for holding on with us. Lisa.
Lisa, are you there or is this Kelly?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for holding on. What's your question for Janet?
Just relationship related. I'm dating. No one in particular is...
Just kind of sleeping around a little bit.
Oh, my God. You're so bad. Does that bother you that you're not with somebody? Because I would honestly say that you have a hard time letting go of your past relationships a lot. You don't let go of people from the past. That's your greatest issue, I think, is that you tend to hang on. And you're one of these people, communication's very important to you. You're earthy, you're grounded. You're a little too methodical sometimes where you analyze everything to death. But that's not a bad thing. It just means that you're born under kind of like a full moon, so you're all over the place emotionally. And your stress comes from last year was really hard. I mean, it knocked you out of your saddle. It was a bad year for you. So this year seems to be a little better. Similar, very much like the last caller, your choices with men are not good. 20 Cadillacs, one lemon, you go right for the lemon. So you need to work on protecting yourself because you don't like change. When you get into a relationship, you want that person to be consistent with you, and you're all about love and communication and all that good stuff, and you seem to draw the wrong people in. They're critical. For some reason, they're very critical. You're not getting what you need and as well as what you want. So starting December 3rd of this year into next year, 2020 is going to be favorable. Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, moves into Capricorn. It's not always about astrology. It's also about your psychology, too. You have to work with this. And it moves into a good direction, drawing better people into your life. So I feel like it's going to be a lot more favorable for you. Okay? But keep yourself, you know, open to that. All right? You have some great aspects going on, and you're very expressive with love, too. You're all about romance, so just, you know, work on yourself a little bit, and you'll draw somebody better into your life. But you have to come. It has to come from within, okay? Good luck.
Thanks, Lisa. What is it? My dad always used to say, you can't love someone else unless you love yourself.
My mom and dad said that, too. My father used to say, how can you believe I love you when I have a hard time believing I love myself? Yeah. That's how he would word it. I love that stuff.
I like to think you can't love me unless you love my dogs.
You know what? That's very true, though, too, because your dogs are like your babies. Yeah. I'm not kidding. And that is a package. You're a package.
Thanks for the calls. How to get in touch with Janet coming up. We've got signs on the way. Is it me or did everybody have some love trouble that called in today?
Everybody had love trouble.
Why? What's the deal? Is that a Scorpio thing?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think that as the planets kind of ease, you notice the callers that we had, a lot of them had Taurus and Scorpio in their charts. A lot of them, even the Aries people had Moon and Scorpio. There's a lot of that going on. So there's things going on astrologically, tearing them up again a little bit.
Signs are on the way. Floyd, you got that? Pisces. 8:43 with the morning reboot. Still have time to text the national keyword GRAB, G-R-A-B, to 95819. We're not done with Janet, but you can always email her, janetamid@aol.com. A54, final couple of minutes. If you're just tuning in to us here on Q105 in the morning reboot, you have until 9 o'clock or the moment before that to text GRAB, G-R-A-B, to 95819. Final few minutes with Janet Amid and Floyd. We'll do our most liked tweet coming up. And remember, if you don't let go, you won't be able to squeeze any harder.
What? Where'd you get that from?
I'm sure my dad used to say that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's up for you to interpret.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Now, that came... My mom always used to say, Oy vey, Kenahara. That's definitely from my mom and my Grammy. It's Grammy...
I dated a lot of nice Jewish boys.
Grammy W and Grammy B. What are you laughing at?
Eric, let it go. You're choking it.
He's still hanging on to
If it turns purple, you're holding it too hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, let's if you turn your hand around, it feels like someone. Let's do some signs, some sung signs. We've got a lot to
get to. I think we need to go to the signs. Remember, sun moves into Scorpio this week. I'm going to be at Breaking Bad on Jackman Road today.
Breaking Bean.
Breaking Bean, that's right.
Breaking Bean, 5 to 8 tonight. You'll be doing some readings for a great cause. It's on Jackman right over the border in Michigan.
Yeah, 7300. Let's start with the signs. Okay, let's begin with Scorpio.
Scorpio.
For all you Aries out there, with the sun moving into Scorpio this week, your sense of security may be a little out of sorts. However, much can be said about perception and staying very alert. If so, also know that awareness is certainly the key, and it's a good time to really focus in on your finances. For Taurus.
Taurus.
As many of the planets take place in your area of partners, you see yourself changing up a bit, stepping out of the box, paying better attention to your social calendar. In addition, your anxiety lessens within the next few weeks or so. You may find yourself getting back on track with your newfound routine. Gemini. It's all about discovering yourself to be a little more intense than usual, because generally Geminis are pretty fun, very social, but this is going to be a serious week for you as you work through work and responsibilities that you didn't even realize existed. Also, your health and fitness becomes a major focus for the next few weeks or so. At times, you may feel a little scattered. However, during this period for the next few weeks, a sense of intensity occurs. Cancer. Clearly, as with most Cancers, it's always about home and family. However, at this time, you may find yourself spreading your wings a little bit, getting more creative, placing more stock in recreation, travel, writing, or seeking out new ways to help yourself grow and stay motivated. In addition, your intuition is off the charts as your instincts really kick in this week. Leo. This week, you're between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, you're in a great position as Jupiter in Sagittarius, in balance to your own sign, brings you luck and gain. However, the sun moving into Scorpio may force you to set some limits where work and family are concerned. It's up to you to see how you handle these energies. Virgo. This may be your luck week to get most of what you need as well as want. Also, a great period for career aspirations as well as personal relationships. You may find yourself sensing a bit on the high point with your emotions as the planets in transit do favor you. Libra. This week, your concern is based on your need to protect what is yours, specifically where finances, money is concerned. And this week, as the sun moves into Scorpio, you may find yourself a bit more concerned than usual. Pay attention to small details. Focus on what really counts. Scorpio. Your desire to maintain is at odds with the knowledge that you must make some changes. This tug of war may cause you to feel a little overwhelmed. However, with the sun in your own sign, you may feel a sudden bolt of energy. Also, significant period for opportunity to come knocking. Sagittarius. The sun traveling through the private sector of your chart triggers a need for closure, strong need. A good week to really get in tuned. Also, as friendly Jupiter, your ruler, balances your own sign, you may find yourself coming out of a deep sleep. As your luck begins to change, this can and will be an opportune week for you. Capricorn. Great week for friendships, whether new or existing, or just coworkers in general. Though your dance card is full, you may still keep yourself open to potential possibilities. Also, with Jupiter in Libra at the zenith part of your chart, shows changes directly affecting your work. You would do well to seek the advice of an expert or merely brush up on some fine financial details. Aquarius. For that water bearer, as the sun hovers over the career sector of your chart, your true abilities are showcased. It's all about you and your hidden potential. Jupiter trine your area of partners. You may find yourself a bit more at ease as your sincerity is expressed. Pisces. Your instincts are at their peak this week with transiting Venus in your area of higher aspirations. This may be your week to try your hand at writing or doing something a little more like traveling or getting yourself inspired. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, janetamid.com. Tonight, 5:30 to 8 at the Breaking Beans on Jackman Road. Join us.
Very nice. Thank you.
See you.
Let love go. And set it free.
So they say.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
If you don't hit send, can it be a tweet? And more wisdom from Eric.
Okay, Kung Fu.
That was probably insensitive, but
wow.
Floyd, do you have one?
I do. Okay, I'm going to do it in your voice.
Okay.
What's happening? Oh, one night stands.
but instead of having sex, I just come over, eat all the food in your fridge, and leave.
That's what my friends do.
I like it. I like it. You're a nice Arab lady with a great Arab recipe
girl,
book.
Not a lady.
A lady.
Jen, is that your receipt mess?
From Dave Vesio, I saw a guy at Starbucks today. No phone, no tablet, no laptop. He just sat there drinking coffee like a psychopath.
Is that your tweet?
Yeah, I surmised that he was some kind of like traveler from the 90s, like a time traveler.
Mm.
I mean, but to not even have a newspaper, crazy stuff. Tomorrow, Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. I felt like a fool last week at the post office when I mailed Ashley's box. Hee hee. So we'll do easy geography tomorrow for Tacos and Trivia.
Okay.
Also, time to get the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the home of Eric.